Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, it is Monday morning. We are long overdue for a conversation with Kirk Weston, the manager of the St. Clair County Road Commission. So I'm so happy that he's online with us this morning. Kirk, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are we set on road salt for the winter?
Oh, yeah. We got the salt in place, and the trucks are available. We're all set. We just got through with some hiring practices and brought in 8 new employees, which has been difficult in some areas, but here in St. Clair County hasn't been too bad. So we're fortunate to bring in some new employees and get ready for winter.
Any winter road projects or maintenance projects ongoing or coming up?
Pretty much wrapped up for the year on that kind of thing. There are some small culvert jobs, things like that we have going, but the paving is pretty well wrapped up for the season. And ready to get into winter. One of the things we want to remember this time of year is that black ice, you know, before we get a lot of salt on the roads, but those bridge decks, things like that, we want to be careful with.
Yeah, and that can really sneak up on you. I know there have been a couple of mornings already this season that some drivers have experienced that.
Exactly, especially those early morning hours, you know, you get around 4:30 to, let's say, 8 o'clock. We want to be careful out there on those bridge decks at this time of year.
Are we likely to see a lot of new federal infrastructure money filtered down to St. Clair County? And also, how does that work when the feds pass a huge infrastructure bill, as they just did? How does that money work its way to some of the projects that you are in need of here?
Well, it will be interesting to see how much we receive in St. Clair County. As far as the state goes, there's about $7.3 billion for roads and about $563 million for bridges. Now, what we're being told at this point, it's a little early to say, but it goes through our Scotts Committee here in St. Clair County, which is made up of the Road Commission, Marysville, Port Huron, and so on. They're indicating there's probably only going to be about a 20% increase in road funding. Which is great. It's good news for that, for roads and bridges. One of the things that we're all facing right now is inflation. We're already starting to see huge increases in our material supply, or material cost, or culvert cost, even bridge components that we use out there for construction of those structures that we have in St. Clair County.
I mean, if you could have unlimited funds, what would be some of the things that you'd want to see money spent on here in St. Clair County, things that maybe you don't have currently in the budget?
Well, you know, we've done a great job with the bridges over the last few years. It's been very important to us. There's a couple left out there. You know, the Gratiot Road Bridge will be done next year. But after that would be surface maintenance, repaving, maybe some safety issues at intersections that we're seeing out there. We'd like to see a number of projects, and we have a lot of those scheduled for the next few years. But I would say look at safety and look at surface preservation and maybe even some reconstruction on some areas. You know, we talk about the Marine City Highway Corridor, things like that. That needs to be improved and some work done down there for congestion and speeds. Other projects, you know, Craft Road, we're seeing a lot of increase in traffic down that way. We'd like to see some different, maybe even look at a 3-lane section down through there someday in the future. So,
what are some of the projects that are on the horizon for the spring and summer of next year?
Well, like I say, Gratiot Road Bridge over Bell River, that's about a $2.9 million project that we're going to do. Some Grizzle Road improvements out there, even in KPAC. We want to finish up some work out on KPAC Road right in town there, Goodles Road. Anchor Bay Drive is an interesting project. It was damaged heavily from the flooding we've seen a few years ago. So we're going to look at some resurfacing down there. Even over on Harrison's Island, we're going to be doing some work. So pretty much throughout the county, as always, we're going to spend these dollars that we have available to us now. And then if we see some infrastructure money come forward, We'll apply to get a lot of these other bridges out of the way, especially on the local system. There is going to be an allowance of some money go to the local system for bridges, which is much needed, and we'll start to look at those as well.
It's amazing. Even with $1 trillion in infrastructure spending, you would think, well, great, that's an answer to all of our needs, but, you know, it's going to counties all across the country, and you don't necessarily get everything that you need, do you?
No, not exactly. But, you know, this is more of a marathon than a race. So we'll plan accordingly and use those dollars the best we can.
You mentioned the Marine City Highway corridor. That's something that I think is under review right now for, you know, some potential major enhancements as an industrial corridor. That could see a lot of work in the years to come, couldn't it?
Yeah, there'll be a lot of money down there through the years. There'll be dollars for the large infrastructure projects that'll come forward in the future, so that'll help with that. But, yeah, there's just the amount of traffic that area receives, especially on the commercial traffic side. And then there's water and sewer needs down there as well. So we're going to try to work with the local communities down there to make sure that infrastructure, as far as what's under the ground, as far as sewer and water, works with the road project, you know, work hand in hand with them to make sure that's all done properly.
Finally, Kirk, is you know, we head into this winter driving season, as you indicated. You've got plenty of drivers ready to go. You've got a big pile of salt to spread out throughout the winter. What do you want motorists to be aware of over these next few months?
Well, I think the biggest thing is drive for conditions. You know, we all want to get out there in that first storm, and we kind of forget what it's like in those slippery conditions. Just take your time, give that plow some room, and understand that your stopping distances and your speed needs to be looked at. You know, we see a lot of these accidents. Just, you know, probably even the sheriff would agree with, you know, maybe some of the tires, look at our tires on our vehicles, things like that, and be prepared for that winter driving.
Good advice. Kirk, always appreciate the information. Thanks for being with us today.
Yep, thank you, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.